No McCrinkle today. What's going on, folks? It's another episode of the Sideline Junkies. This is your man, the Midnight Rider, getting things started on this Sunday Rise, NFL Week 18. And this week, I'm joined, as always, by the man that is the biggest Wayman Tisdale fan of all time, the big guy, KG.
And you got the man that right.
The Bills, the boss man, BJ. Would you say I missed that?
Oh, I said you got that right. Wayman Tisdale's music, man. Timeless, man.
How you guys feeling this morning?
It's Dallas week.
Oh, okay.
God. Oh, my God.
Let's see how that feels.
We got to talk about that?
Unfortunately. But there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
I'm here, you know, trying to get on this recovery train and ready for 8:20 tonight. That's what I'm waiting for.
That's going to be huge tonight. But we'll get to that, of course. As always, we're going to provide you guys with just some games that we want to highlight, recap from yesterday.
And before you do that, wait a minute. You got to... banner scrolling at the bottom.
What? Where? Read it.
It's still time.
Read it.
FortMose.com. Get yourself a tasty beverage, bourbon, rye, a whiskey, anything you want. You spend over $130, you get free shipping. But either way, you get $10 off if you use our discount code, which is Discount Maniac. So that's www.buyfortmose.com/discount/maniacs. Once you buy your bottle, make sure you give us an email, a message in the message group, anything. Let us know how it is, how it tastes, so we can really, really share the experience with you. You know, I have to share an experience through you because I don't drink. But if you do, hey, do your thing.
Pause a little bit on that. Hold on, pause. This is first pause of the day. Hold on a second, okay? Slow down, big guy.
What did I do?
I mean, you just said you're going to go through somebody to get that, you know, to taste through them. Hold on, cowboy.
Lord have mercy.
Here we go.
Okay.
Now, me personally, when you get your bottle, give me a little one of them flat flasks that can fit in a nice regular envelope. I'll pay the postage, you know, as a thank you, you know, for all we do. Just send a little taste. That's all I ask.
And don't forget, you can, if you don't have the cash right now for that bottle, you can split it up into four payments. The payments come out every 2 weeks. So you can do it that way as well. You can put your booze on layaway.
Yeah. And they'll actually send it to you, and you still got to pay for it. So I think it's through Klarna.
We got options, baby. We got whatever.
So no excuse.
We got it. We got options for you to get your bottle.
No excuse. Paul Cordova says, happy last day as Commander's head coach, Ron. Yeah. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about that in a few. But we got to get to yesterday's games. First up, Steelers beat the Ravens. Ravens didn't have anything to play for. They didn't start Lamar. Snoop Huntley came out there. They beat the Ravens 17-10. Mason Rudolph 18-20, 152 and a touchdown. Huntley 15-28, 146 and a touchdown. Harris 26 carries, 112. Gus Edwards 10 carries, 48 yards. Johnson 4 catches, 89 yards. Aguilar 5 catches, 39 yards. We were talking about it off air. TJ Watt may have a MCL sprain.
It's a grade 3. We were saying,
okay,
that's what they're saying for right now. But I see the guy still playing this weekend. If they're in the playoffs, I think he plays no matter what. Now, he may not be himself, but he won't give them some version of TJ Watt.
And the Steelers need a little help. They need either Bills laws. What was the scenario? It was a Bills laws. I think a Jaguars laws. And somebody else, it was like three ways they can make the playoffs.
They needed Houston or the Colts to end in the tie, which didn't happen. They need the Bills to lose, and or the Jaguars to lose to the Titans or tie. So they need.
And these are all or. This is not, you know, they all three don't happen. This is all or. Either one of these happen.
Okay. Right, because they did their part. They won a game, so now they're waiting for the Jaguars Titan. For by the time the Bills Dolphins game start, you kind of have everything set except that game. You'll know the Steelers will know if the Bills have to lose for them to get in or what the case is. So we'll talk about that because we are talking about the Titans and the Jaguars, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We'll get into that.
And Paul Cordova says, if you got to put that bottle on layaway, where you can't afford it.
Hey man, sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do, man. As Dusty Rhodes once said, hard times, baby. Hard times.
Yeah. Speaking of the Texans and the Colts, D'Amico Ryans, rookie head coach with probably the offensive rookie of the year as well as the defense rookie year, and he's gonna probably be the coach of the year, beat the Colts 23-19. The Texans finished 10-7. Stroud, 20 of 26, 264 and two TDs. Minshew, 13 of 24, 141. Singletary, 24 carries, 63 yards and a touchdown. Jonathan Taylor, 30 carries, 188 and a touchdown. Where was that early in the season? I needed that. Nico Collins, 9 catches, 195 yards and a touchdown. Downs, 3 catches, 48 yards for the Colts. This is what I want to say about this. It was a clip going around with Stecken telling, I believe, Gardner Minshew, you blew it. You had your guys and you blew it. Yeah. Do you think the Colts continue on this road without Anthony Richardson? Because it seemed like they were a better team without him than they were with him.
What, son? What, son?
What are you doing?
I'm asking a question.
Yeah.
Since, I mean...
CC, I know what's happening. And you got the right shirt on because you're commanding it right now. You're going to stick with a guy that has less tools, that's a backup, and a fringe starter. You're talking about trying to keep him... over the all-world talent that is your young quarterback that ended the show with.
Let me make my point.
Hold on. Got a question at you. What are we doing here?
I'm going to tell you what we're doing here.
You're comparing. You got Minshew's talent who's here. You got Richardson's talent here. You see that gap?
It's a method to the madness, if you let me finish.
Okay, let's go. Come on,
baby. I say that to say, doesn't that sound pretty goddamn stupid to you?
Okay, I was about to say.
I'm saying, doesn't it sound stupid? Because this is what fan bases do. You see Gardner Minshew, oh, we did so much better with him, and we did this, and we did that. Why don't we just go ahead and keep him, let Anthony Richardson hold the clipboard until Gardner Minshew ready to leave? That's the point I'm trying to make.
You had me scared.
That's the point I'm trying to make. Paul says, I told you I hated their offseason. Houston put the league on notice. They're going to be a problem. Yeah. Yeah. And Paul, you're right. Richardson has not arrived, to borrow KG's thesaurus. He has not arrived yet. You think you had, but you haven't.
Yeah, okay.
He
want to keep his job.
He has to keep his job.
I'm sorry, BJ. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying he hasn't had a chance to arrive.
No, he hasn't.
So,
the Texans have punched their ticket to go to the playoffs. We'll talk about the playoff picture before we get out of here as it stands now. But week 18, man, it's the last week of the regular season. So, next up, let's get into
before we move on.
Okay.
Because I interrupt you with the whole Anthony Richardson thing. But let's talk about the Texans. This is the first-year head coach.
Mm-hmm.
He got his quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
They developed the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Their draft picks, most of their draft picks played well for him.
Yeah.
That's the recipe for success.
Yes.
So I don't want to hear Commanders fans saying, oh, it's going to take 4 years to build this up and to make this work. It's going to take 5 years. No, it doesn't happen that way. We don't live in that NFL. In the NFL, for the last 34 years, there's been four new teams in the playoffs. So, and I told you after about week six that this Texans team was going to be dangerous. I don't know. I didn't know how good they were going to be. They surprised me by making the playoffs. But I told you they were going to be a tough out. So, okay. And that's what happened. They became a tough out. Their division fell back to them. And now they have a chance tonight, if Jacksonville loses, to win the division. Go ahead, KJ.
Here's my thing. Everything that works for everybody else is not going to work for you. If you come into a situation, and if you do have, you draft the quarterback that you want, you draft great talent and all of that, you know, and it works out, and you win that first year. I'm not saying nothing against D'Amico Ryans. Nothing against them. I mean, this has been an epic and just beautiful, beautiful season for them. I can't say that's going to happen to everybody. That's not something for everybody. And I need to see what they do next year and the year after that. You can't judge everything off the first year. Not taking anything away from them, but I'm not going to judge everything off, oh, they did this, so their success. I can't stamp your success yet.
I understand. They haven't arrived. I understand.
This is turning into a DC sports run now where we're talking about the FedEx Sewage Warriors.
And all right, go ahead. Let's go into the
game. No. I want to touch on it for a second because the Midnight Rider is right. No more did the fans sit and be like, oh, we're going to wait 4 or 5 years. You don't have to wait 4 or 5 years. It's an excuse. Even though that everything that could go bad here, I think this situation may be an exception because everything here is bad. The stadium, the owner was bad. The overall cloud over the franchise has been bad the last 20 years. It hasn't really been that way for Houston. So I think if somebody fit that exception, if you had to write your taxes and you hit that exception, it'd be the Commanders. But if you get the right person in here that you give that GM and that person control and you get the people out of here. KG, you sent me somebody last night. I'm not going to name any names. That seemed like he don't want to play here no more. If you get these people out of here, you can get something on the field that's a winner. You can put a cohesive unit together. But as long as you got these broken links in the chain, they're not even rusted. They're broken. They're not together no more. This is what the product you're going to get. You're going to get, oh, it's going to take 4 or 5 years. It doesn't. You get the quarterback. That's 60, 70% of the battle if you get the quarterback. That's it. Get your quarterback.
Here's an example. And BJ, you can attest to this because this is your franchise. You're a fan of this franchise. After Jim Kelly in Buffalo, you went through Trent Edwards, J.P. Lossman. And Trent Edwards did good until Adrian Wilson hit him. Then all of a sudden, after he had that concussion, he was never the same. E.J. Manuel. You had Drew Bledsoe. You had so many quarterbacks that tried to fill in, and it took until you drafted Josh Allen because you missed on quarterbacks drafting for so long, and then you hit on Josh Allen.
I wouldn't necessarily say they missed on quarterbacks. They didn't play the game right. instead of completely just tanking and shutting it down and getting in the top two or three, they kept winning meaningless games that would put them at the ninth to 15th pick. They just so happened to get lucky with Josh Allen on that ninth pick, and they picked the right Josh and not Josh Rosen. You can't, if and this is luckily for the Commanders, they sit at what, number two for the pick this year?
Yes, sir. Right now,
you have to be at least in the top five to get your franchise quarterback, at least there. So if you can make a move up to the top three, you could do something. You got some picks or whatever. If you're outside of that, you have to have a hell of a scouting department, or the QB draft has to be deep. But those top three guys, usually, you know, unless you're Jamarcus Russell and a couple other people, usually your top three guys hit. Top two, top three guys, they hit, they got talent. You might have to work on some other things. But when you're picking outside of 10, you're not bringing a franchise quarterback in here. You're bringing a guy that can hold a clipboard, that if you got a really good defense and a running game that can win you some games. You're not bringing C.J. Stroud in. That's somebody that can win himself, that can move that offense, that you know, that Peyton Manning-ish, that John Elway, they can win the game. You're not getting those guys.
I understand. Paul brings up a good point, and it's on point. You better nail the coach before you take a swing at a QB. And in D.C., you got to nail the front office. Then the front office got to nail the coach. So, you know, you don't put the cart before the horse. So, and Midnight Ride, I got a question for you after we're done. It's off air. This is a Tuesday topic, but I need to know what you feel about it.
You know, I don't provide content if it's not in the sanctity of the podcast.
it's not content. Trust me. I got a question. First game up is the Titans versus Jaguars, the aforementioned Jaguars. Jaguars are 3.5-point favorites. Over and under is 41.5. Start with the boss, BJ. Go to the Midnight Ride, and I will finish it up.
10-4. I'm looking for something right now, and I got it. Let's see. We're talking about 41 degrees and light rain, wind 10 miles an hour in Nissan Stadium in Nashville. All right. This is what scares me. This is a nothing game for the Tennessee Titans. And you have the best nothing quarterback starting for this game today, which is Ryan Tannehill. And what does Ryan Tannehill do? He wins big-ass nothing games. And I think that's what, unfortunately, I know Paul's going to be pissed off. I think Ryan Tannehill and Derrick Henry revived the dead a little bit, and they win this game some type of way. And it's sad to say, because I don't want to see the Titans win. I actually want to see the Jags win. I would like to see, but it's just something that sits there. They still got Mike Vrabel as their coach. And I just feel like I hate Ryan Tannehill down to the skin molecules. Okay. I just feel like this guy, he's gonna come in here today. You said Lawrence is playing?
Trevor Lawrence is playing today.
Trevor Lawrence is playing today? Okay. I just feel like he's going to come in here, and him and Derrick Henry are going to show off a little bit. It's just going to be just enough. They're going to win. They're going to cover, and it's going to be under that 41. I think it's going to be an ugly game. I think it's going to be an ugly game, and I think the Titans are going to tiptoe out of Nissan Stadium, putting the Jaguars out of the playoffs. So I got the Titans. Titans covering the points, of course, and under the 41.5.
Midnight Ride?
Wow, I like that. I like that. But I disagree. I think today the real Josh Allen shows up. And the real Josh Allen is going to be a terror in this ball game.
I'm about to cut this podcast off.
Yeah, no, I seriously think this game is the Jaguars to take home. I think if the Jags do this the right way and get out early, come out, get up 10-0, 14-0, I think the Titans will wilt, and they'll be ready to go 1-2-3 Cancun, and they'll be ready to go home. And you can just kind of finish this ball game out. I don't think it's going to be a blowout. I think the under is definitely in play, but I think you just got to get Tannehill to be Tannehill. And I think I've never heard somebody say, I don't like somebody all the way down to the last molecule. But I'm glad I took science class and I know what a molecule is. So I appreciate that on a whole different level, BJ, because, you know, you made my science teacher, you know, he did his job. So I'll go ahead and let KG finish this out.
Before I jump in, let me jump to these comments real quick so we don't get backed up. Eric Wheeler said, none of these QB scream elite. Think about the fact that there isn't one consensus to pick, i.e. Manning, Luck, Burrow. I simply feel drafting one and simply reaching for one simply because they are there.
I totally disagree with this. Totally on so many levels.
No, but I feel where he's coming from, and I get it. Okay. I get it, and I think I'm on the same page.
You know what? I'm gonna let you have this. Thank you. Thank you, because we haven't seen these guys throw yet. And I keep telling you, KG, that this draft class is going to have some of the best arm talent. And next week or 2 weeks from now, when you watch the Senior Bowl tape, because I'm going to watch the Senior Bowl practice tape. So I already know that those boys, especially Penix is going to throw the football on a special level. His only thing that's going to hold him back, I keep telling you this, and I'm going to say it to him blue in the face, it's his medicals. But go ahead. Let's get back to what's going on.
Next up, Paul says, Jacksonville wins if they don't beat themselves. Henry had less than 40 yards last time we played. The real Josh Allen can feast today against the line. And Tennessee is without their best run stopper. Need to feed ATN and not get cute. Paul also says, X Factor, if Christian Kirk returns. Eric Wheeler says, Jeff George had a cannon. Hey, Eric, Jeff George throws a pretty interception.
I'm not feeding the troll. I'm not standing at the bridge trying to answer the troll's riddle today to get across the bridge.
In this game, I'm going to take the Jaguars. And who did
you
take?
You got one more. You got one more.
What we got here? What we got? What we got? Ronnie Bass, let's go, sunshine.
Yo, shout out to JoJo. She's in our betting group, and once she heard we were doing something, she jumped on. So I got to give her a special salute because she's also military. I might not have saluted correctly, but appreciate you coming over and jumping on every so often and giving us a listen.
Don't show too much palm. Whoa. Straight up the gig line.
Pause.
Never show too much palm.
Pause that one. Pause.
Anyway, who did you have, BC?
I got the Jags winning. I think I said the Jags are covered because I think they're going to just put the Titans to sleep early. But if we're going to hit the under.
Okay. I'm going to take the Jags and I'm going to take the under. I don't think it's going to – I think it's going to be a close game because that's just the way it seemed like the Jags go. So I think it's going to be a close game, but the Jags win and – they kind of breathe a little bit. Let's just call it what it is.
Who we got next?
And that's a no problem. Appreciate you being here. Next up, the Paul Brown Bowl. If you don't know what that means, Paul Brown started both of these teams. The Cleveland Browns versus the Cincinnati Bengals. Bengals are 7.5-point favorites. Over under 37.5. Boss BJ, take it away.
This is a nothing bowl. Browns are sitting everybody. They got their spot. This means nothing to the Browns. Therefore, the game means nothing. This is something cute if you want to add to your parlay to have them odds jump up, maybe make some money. But I think this is going to be under the 37.5. And I think the Bengals cover. Browns win, but Bengals cover. But other than that, it's nothing significant of this game going on at all.
So you got to make a pick.
You said Browns are cover.
Browns are cover. Bengals are win. Browns are cover and under the 37.5.
Okay. God. There's no Flacco. So who's starting for Cleveland? Is it DTR? It's got to be DTR.
That's what I would assume.
Yeah, Dorian Thompson-Robinson. That's another great. I'm not going to get a sidetrack. So, Browns, Bengals, minus 7.5, Bengals, 37.5. I think the Bengals win. Because I think the Browns going to sit most of that defense today as well. So, I'm going to take the Bengals to win, Browns to cover. But I'll go over the 37.5 because I don't like 37s. 37 is just an ugly number. Unless it's really two bad offenses. I think these offenses will do enough.
I'm going to go ahead and take the Bengals with the under.
Oh, hold on.
Driscoll starting for the Browns.
Oh, my God.
How is that dude still in the league?
Because he has a strong arm and he's cheap.
Matt says, happy Sunday, guys. Won't be able to comment until get home unless I get home before wrap that shit up.
That's what I love. Everybody's making references to things that we do on the show.
That's good.
What I love.
Mixing two TDs. I can see that. I can see that. I think that I'm taking the Bengals in the under. I think the Bengals kind of get out because they need this win to make the playoffs, correct?
Who?
The Bengals.
Nah, the Bengals are out of all scenarios.
Yeah, out of it? I thought they was in the hunt still.
Nah, that's why I said this is a nothing ball. The Browns are in, you know, and the Bengals are they've been done. that Bengal meat been cooking for a minute. See, here we go.
Paul says, isn't that a comment though, Matt? I love it. I love it. I love it.
Oh,
my God. Next up, I got to put my clown makeup on and tell you, welcome to the shit show. Commanders versus Cowboys. This is Cowboy Week. Let me turn around a little bit. Let me get you this.
You're actually at the wrong place right now. You need to be heading down to FedEx Field to help out because they're gonna need some help.
Oh man, who are you telling?
Some hot cocoa on the sidelines for the boo-boos, with the marshmallows in it.
Nah, they need fruit slices. So they don't, you know, they need orange slices.
Whatever you give a kid crying at the playground to calm them down, that's what the Commanders need today.
Mm. Oh, those are fruit snacks.
The fruit snacks, juicy.
The Welch's kind too. You can't get them any kind of. You gotta give them the good ones.
You gotta give them that feeling that when you walk into the classroom when you're a kid, and you see that TV rolling in, a projector on and stuff. Yes, you gotta give them.
Now we're aging ourselves. Now we're aging ourselves because you go to the AV room and push the tube TV with the VCR underneath out into the classroom.
You talking about? You talk about aging yourself. I sound like fucking Muttley off the damn cartoon. Y'all remember Muttley? That will be my new nickname from now on. Damn Muttley.
Hey, ain't nothing better than when you see that TV roll in the room and then they play Home Alone for the whole school. Seventh grade is lit, baby.
Yep. We never had that.
Hey, yeah, they played that for the whole school for Christmas.
I'm going to jump into this game real quick. I think this is the Cowboys are going to cover this. I think it might reach the over just because the Commanders are going to be playing catch up and trash ball. But if the Cowboys were in the position of everybody else where they didn't have anything to play for, the NFC East is on the line today. So you're going to see the Cowboys, unless they get up early and put the Commanders away early, I think that you'll see them playing the whole game. I think they'll hit that 13.5. The 46.5, I'm not sure about. I think the way to hit if it's going to be like, you know, 34-17 or something like that. I think it'll just hit that over. But I think you see the Cowboys in full strength today, and they put the Commanders out their misery and shut FedEx Field down for the 2023-24 season.
Yeah, I can't say anything different from this. I think we might have a Cooper Rush sighting or they got Cooper Rush.
Trey Lance.
You might see him. Who's their fourth running back? Some dude, whoever he is. So I think this game gets out of hand real quick, like really quick. I can see CeeDee Lamb going for 140 before halftime, because I think right now I'm playing that safety is Burgess and some other guy, they pulled up off the practice squad, because I don't think Cam Curl is going to play today. If I'm Cam Curl, I don't play today because I'm a free agent next year. So I think Matt's asking percentage of Cowboy fans, I'm going to say 70. I think you're going to hear a bunch of here we goes. I think you're going to hear a bunch of Dallas Cowboys. I think you'll hear DC stands for Dallas Cowboys. I think we'll get the gambit of it all. With that being said, Cowboys win. They cover the 13.5, and they hit the over because they may have 46 by themselves. And the good thing for us is there's not a bowl for what's the foundation? The little red bowl that was in the end zone for Thanksgiving.
Salvation Army.
Yeah, so it won't be no Salvation Army bowls at either in the stadium. So they can't pull out, because if they would do it right, they would bring out some curry out, some wings and mumbo sauce to eat on the sideline after they beat up on the Commanders today. So
yeah, they'd probably go to the wrong curry out anyway. But anyway.
Ahead, all on you now. I mean, the words of Tupac, all eyes on you.
This used to be such a fierce rivalry. Like, I forgot it was Dallas week. Like, I have no, this is the second season in a row that Dallas week has come and gone. And I'm just like, eh, I don't even think this is a rivalry anymore. It's so one side. Every year it's one side or the other. Either we sweep them or they sweep us. It's no competition. I can't even get my wife to bet me. That's how much this is not a rivalry anymore. I think the Commanders lose this one. I'm sorry. Give me the over. I know. You know what? Give me the under. I think they'll hold them to under the under. But Commanders lose this when they lose bad. It's going to look sloppy. Only over-under I'm concerned about is with Ron Rivera. Does he get fired? If this game is at 425, does Ron get fired at 8, 9, or midnight? Because you say what?
No, I think they're going to wait, because I think today's his birthday. So they'll give him a cake, let him eat his have his cake and his candles and some Shakey's pizza. And then after tomorrow when he wakes up, like at 6 or 7, I told you this before, I think he's going to get the ability to come in tomorrow morning, report to Ashburn, have a conversation. I think he's even going to get a chance to talk to the players before he walks out of the building. Because this organization wants to set a precedent that they're going to do things the right way.
Here's the flip side. I think he already knows he's gone.
He does.
I think his office is already cleaned out and everything. And this is just, they just playing it out. And yeah, today is his birthday. Happy birthday, Coach Ron. Riverboat Ron, happy birthday. I wish it could be a little bit more special, but yeah. So our time has come to an end. So give me the Cowboys in this one. That's it. I'm not even gonna get into it because I'm gonna get emotional. But Eric Willis said, "Home Alone." Damn it, Jim! I was a grown man when that came out. I was a kid. Red light, real over under percent of Cowboys at FedEx. It's probably about 46.5. Hell, at least Washington ain't doing what Miami's doing. Yeah.
This is a 70% Cowboy stadium.
Yeah.
Commanders gonna have to go on a silent count.
Yeah.
At least the Commanders ain't doing what the Dolphins are doing. The Dolphins are revoking season ticket holders' tickets because they sold their tickets to Buffalo fans.
And that's what they should do. If you're serious about your tickets and your fans being there, that's what you have to do. And unfortunately, it might be something they have to do here.
But how do you know?
I disagree on that.
Somebody's a fan.
The only reason I disagree, because these fans make an investment in the season beforehand, no matter what you're going to look like. And we all know that the price of some of these games are a little bit higher than others because they're platinum games. And, you know, you, as a fan, I've sat beside people back in the day that we knew, you know, when the season started, they would be there for certain games. But for, like, Dallas and occasionally New York, they knew somebody that was going to pay them three times face value, four times face value. I'm sorry. I can't get mad at you for that, because then all they used to do was turn that ticket sale into their deposit for the very next year. So that's the only reason I don't like that scenario, because you're taking some of the way that people supplement their tickets. But they do have to come up with a plan. But I think that plan is going to be taking more of the tickets out of the third tier, the third sales, the third party sales, and putting it more into their direct pipeline to sell to their fans. I think that's how they're going to try to adjust that.
And I get that, but when you make an investment, you know, I play with the stock market a little bit. I play with my crypto. It's nothing guaranteed. You might have a really good season, and, you know, the same people, if this team was, if this was for the NFC East, those same people would be there.
Oh, hell so, yeah.
You know, it's, you know, something has to be done. But when you make an investment, it is what it is. But to keep having this stadium 70% full of other – like, it's going to be embarrassing today. Like, the seats are burgundy and gold. You're not going to be able to see the seats. You're going to see silver and blue through that stadium today. So, like I said, it is what it is. And then I think the more appalling thing is some of the Commanders players coming out, and, you know, they're going to be mad at that, and you ain't produced this year. So this is because of you. Congratulations.
Joni Evans says, this is sad. LOL. I can say the same about the Bears, but to me, it's a rivalry, always will be. Paul says they will buy him a suitcase for his birthday. And Eric Willard, hey, the way to fix that, win. Agreed. Next up, Rams Niners. Rams are 4-point dogs. 40.5 is the over under. Boss BJ, take it away.
Rams Niners.
I am here. Are the Rams? I don't have the playoff scenarios for the Rams.
Rams are in.
They're in, aren't they?
Yeah.
The Niners already secured the first seed, so everybody there is going to sit. And I think this is going to be a preseason game. Give me the Niners at home.
So you got Darnold. Just so you know, you got Darnold versus what's the dude that was here last year? Number 11, Wentz. It's Darnold versus Wentz from the quarterback scenario.
Darnold is on the Rams.
Darnold is on the Niners. Wentz is on the Rams.
Okay, yeah, give me the Niners. Give me the Niners for sure. Under the 40.5. I say the Niners cover that 4. Like I said, this is a preseason game. They've locked up, but they need to lock up. Both teams are in, no jockey, and they're gonna rest their good players. So,
yeah, it looks like the Rams cannot finish any higher than the 6th seed. Their worst case scenario is they end up at 7. So that's kind of how that plays out. Rams Niners. I don't think Wentz is gonna even throw for 100 yards. So I'm gonna take the Niners to win. I'm gonna take the Niners and the 4. And I think we go under the 40.5. Because I don't see both of these. I don't see these two quarterbacks doing enough. And I don't see them playing enough people to do enough to make this an entertaining ball game.
Okay. BJ, I didn't get your pick.
I'm going with the Niners, the under the 40.5. And the Niners to cover that 4.
Okay. I'm right along in line with everybody. Niners under. I mean, it's just a game in name, but Yeah, Paul says backup QBs for both. I'll take the over for Winston for throwing 100. If he does, I'll be surprised. Now, this is the game that everybody is probably going to be settled in for. 8:25, Dolphins hosting the boss BJ's Bills. Bills are 3-point favorites. Over under is 48.5. This is for the AFC Championship. I'm sorry, AFC East Championship. The division. Hey, boss BJ, take it away. Take it away.
No. Come on, KG. We've been doing this too long. You know, if it's your team, you have to go last because you get to do all your stuff. I'll go ahead and jump in, go first. You go second, then we let the boss finish this up. Because it's his team. No, we got to do this right, man.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ms. Midnight Rod. Take it away.
No. I got to make sure we have some decorum on the show, that we're not some scallywags and riffraff running around out here just doing things flying by the seat of our pants.
Thank you, good sir.
Dolphins versus Bills. Wow. I think the Dolphins will make the whole AFC happy if the Dolphins win this ball game and knock the Bills out. It would be the perfect scenario. You would have Tua throwing to – the problem is their receiving core is going to be down. So today in Miami, or for Miami, check out my man River Craycraft. He's one of their receivers. He's one of their backups. He might have a day today. And I just think this is going to be one of those situations where Miami going into Buffalo, if Miami's smart, they take care of business. But that's not going to happen. I'm going to take the Bills to win. I'm going to take the Bills to – yeah, the Bills will do that three easy because it's the way the Bills play defense against the Dolphins. We will get the over, but I believe in their defense and their plan they have for the Miami Dolphins. But my man, River Craycraft, will have a touchdown.
I ain't heard that name from you in a while.
It's my boy.
Oh, well, it's your turn, AG. I'm thinking here. I mean, it ain't really much to think about. The Bills go on a resurgence tour, and they win the AFC East in brilliant fashion, very epic fashion. I can see this being the start of a deep run for the Buffalo Bills. So give me the Bills with the three and give me the over. This is going to be a good shootout. So
the things that can change tonight's scenario is if the Jaguars lose or this game ends in a tie, that's the other way that the Bills clinch a playoff spot outside of winning today. Boss man. Is it Thursday?
No, that's that Buffalo horn. I've heard that horn an awful lot.
Let's go, Buffalo! That's that train horn you hear at Highmark Stadium when they on defense, baby. That means shit about to get hot. Dolphins, you did it to yourself. You had time. You had plenty, ample time to close this thing out and not be in this situation. Because y'all haven't fared well against the Buffalo Bills the last couple seasons. In the game earlier this season at Highmark, one Sean McDermott put on probably one of his best defensive coaching shows we've seen. They absolutely stifled the Dolphins and had them going back with their heads between their tails. And we going down to Highmark, right? And I'm sorry, we're going down to Hard Rock. It's going to be 71 overcast, winds at 10 miles an hour. Ain't no 120-degree sideline down there today, you bitches. And ain't there. You don't have no advantage today. We coming in there. We're going to put our foot in your asses. We're going to make tuna and whatever else you can make from dolphin meat. I don't know what else you can make from dolphin. It's kind of worthless after tuna. But whatever you can make from dolphin meat, we're going to sell the fins on the street. You hear me? We're going to sell that on the street. We're going to sell some dolphin eyes, whatever we can hit on the black market to make some money on the way home, because we're going to need champagne. What they drink in Buffalo, Labatt Blue. We're going to need a couple cases of that shit. We going to ride on that plane. Heck, we need one of them double jets with the three engines on East Wing, because we're going to have that much liquor going back. We're going to Ric Flair it back. Give me my Buffalo Bills over the 48.5. And if it was Bills by 10, I'd take it. Give me my Buffalo Bills today. AFC East title. Big Jim, I know the Pittsburgh still need the Bills to lose to get in, I believe. They need the Bills to lose. That's not going to happen today. So, valiant effort by the Pittsburgh Steelers and all you Pittsburgh Steelers fans out there. I really think that what Midnight Rider said, I kind of said last week about the Ravens kind of letting the Steelers in. I think that's just going to bite them in the tail. I really think that's going to bite the Ravens in the tail. And what the Midnight Rider said is true. The Dolphins can get the Bills out of the playoffs. They're going to do the AFC East. AFC, I'm not East, but the AFC a big favor, because it's the hottest team in the AFC right now. It's the most dangerous team. They can play any type of ball. I think that's what makes Buffalo so dangerous. You want to play defensive? They've shown now that they can win defensive. You want to play on the ground? They've shown James Cook can run on the ground and beat you on the ground. You want to play in the air? Hey, Josh Allen's still there. You want to play back on the ground and in the air? You want to do both, Josh? You still got Josh Allen and James Cook. Now you got to stop this three-headed monster all of a sudden of this run, combo pass, combo a little bit of everything type offense now. So I think they're going to be ready to go. Give me my Buffalo Bills, the points. I'll take the over 48.5. I'm kind of skeptical on that, because I really think this is going to be one of those tight, not how they play real tight in the first half, because they're kind of trying to not show each other's hand and nobody's trying to fall behind real quick. I think it's going to be real tight in the first half, and it's going to be one of them third quarters where something open up, and I think that's where Buffalo's going to be ready to strike. But we're going to see, because Jalen Waddle is questionable. Most of this questionable. And, of course, Bradley Chubb, Howard are out. So we'll see how the Dolphins do. Buffalo today, baby.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Hope you got your wings on deck. I could see A-Chain. This is what Paul said. I could see A-Chain going off and being a difference maker in a shootout. But my gut says Buffalo. I think we're all there. We're all on Buffalo. All right, fellas. Bold predictions. What's your bold prediction for the day?
All right, since we're in the Miami Buffalo game, let's go. Josh Allen, 375, three touchdowns. Buffalo wins.
Give me Rasul Douglas, the cornerback for Buffalo, a pick six off of Tua.
Since we stick, I'll stick with it. I'll follow the trend. Give me Buffalo defense knocking Tua around, and he's very ineffective. Give me the Buffalo defense with at the least seven sacks on Tua. And seven sacks and three turnovers, whether it be fumble or interceptions. That's my bold prediction. Uh-oh.
You know what's crazy? There's a scenario where if Buffalo loses and Jacksonville loses, Buffalo would play Miami next week in Miami, right?
Wow.
The other scenario, if Buffalo wins today, Miami has to go to Kansas City. So it's like this is where not beating the big boy teams is going to come back to hurt Miami at the end of the year. Hey, Paul, look. The only Josh Allen is right now he's in Miami. He got his hair slicked back, right? He's charming the women down there. He at the bar with them broad shoulders. You know, that's the only Josh Allen we care. The league cares about. That's the only Josh Allen we care about. Number 17, baby.
And Paul's comment was the real Josh Allen becomes the first Jaguar to lead the league in sacks. Don't he got like 20 some sacks? How many
sacks is he at? Just keep going. I'm efforting.
Oh, okay.
You got 16 and a half. JJ Watt has 19. Trey Hendricks has 17. Oh, so no. He's at 16 and a half sacks.
Yeah, he's no TJ Watt, so.
And his Pro Bowl invite got lost in the mail.
I think he's a free agent.
You know, that's crazy, Paul, because both Josh Allen's Pro Bowl invites got lost. I think the real Josh Allen Buffalo is an alternate. Are you telling me 16 sacks, you can't even get an alternate invite? Goodness gracious, boy.
16 and a half. This process of voting for the Pro Bowl is a joke. It has become. It should be back at Aloha Stadium, Hawaii, the week after the Super Bowl, so everybody can go on vacation. But anyway, I'm going to wax on poetically about a foregone time that I don't need to be talking about. And he said Paul said the real one is in. The imposter didn't get one.
All right.
So safe bets.
I mean, in the great words of Jodeci, if you believe in love and I believe in love, then what about us? And here we go. Jordan Love, 275, two touchdowns. Packers win, extend the streak over the Bears, and with another rivalry that's kind of falling on hard times. Anybody else? Safe bet?
I'm trying to think. A safe bet for today. The Commanders are going to lose by at least two touchdowns. That's my safe bet. Two touchdown Commander loss.
I got two safe bets. First one, Ron Rivera does not make it to close the business tomorrow as Washington's head coach.
Shoot, that's second a guarantee. That's a guarantee. With a button that. We ain't got a button. I can't Charles Barkley this. That's a guarantee. Give me a sticky note. Because that's a guarantee. Go ahead. I'm sorry. Guarantee.
Second safe bet. The Commanders fuck up the church's money. Play really, really well against Dallas. I'm talking really well where you're going to start reevaluating shit and oh man, well, maybe we did have some talent, but I think they play very, very well, especially Sam Howell.
You want some of this?
You've seen this team have a chance. You see this team have a chance to hold something in the palm of their hand and say, you know what? This is ours. This is good. And then they piss it away every time. That number two pick, they're going to piss it away. They're going to find a way to fall out of the top two. So that's why.
One just for you. Because I feel like you.
I'm so used to it's PTSD. I'm so used to being fucking disappointed by this team.
It's okay. Better wife syndrome. We know.
Next up. What y'all eating?
Today is the interesting thing. We're either doing barbecue, chicken thighs, or we're going back to the roast. I haven't made up my mind. I got like another 18 minutes to figure it out. I have a way of a marinade that I don't have to let it sit for the roast to still be good. So I might do that today. It really depends on how much I can make that happen.
Thank you. Boss?
Raw dolphin meat. You think I'm playing? I'm having here right now.
You want to get some Adi tuna?
Man, look. It says it's supposed to be at 12:58. So it's going to take me that long to cut that thing up. But, yeah, I'm going to cut me some raw pieces out of that thing. And I'm going to be out on the street selling dolphin fin and all this other type of stuff. Look.
I got nothing. But I got nothing on what you said. But today's dinner is what is it? Pork shoulder, broccoli, rice, sweet cornbread, and I think she's making brownies.
Okay.
And Paul says, if BJ ends up eating crow later, get video.
Mm.
Hey, as somebody over the last, now we going on what? We going on 7 years of doing this show. 6 years, this will be year six that we've been doing it like this. And I've ate a lot of crow on this show. I've ate a lot, and I have no problem eating it. When I'm right, I'm right. But when I'm wrong, I'm still right. So, Paul also says, safe bet, I'm going to find ways to incorporate fuck up the church money at the regular.
I do it all the time.
Hey, hey. That when somebody messing up a good thing, oh, you fucking up the church's money. Hey.
Oh.
And Matt says he got tacos.
Tacos. You missed the
I missed one?
No, not a comment.
What'd I miss?
Washington, Michigan tomorrow.
Oh, hold on. That's next. I already got you.
Hey, Paul, okay. Look, if you watch games like I do, man, your game coming at 1 o'clock. Make sure you got plenty of deodorant on. Make sure you got a towel on your shoulder. Make sure you have a couple. Make sure you have a beverage to wash down the beer and another fresh beer to wash down the hard liquor. Cause look, I already know football fan. That shit gonna be stressing as soon as 12:59 hit until that game is over and them triple zeros. Until you know they won, you just have a towel, have another shirt ready. It's that time of year.
And last but not least, national championship is tomorrow. Some things were said about this national championship, and I was up late last night. Well, this morning I was up about 3-4 a.m. Looking at some things and people talking about in the fan base, the Washington fan base. Oh, we don't need to get Penix. He's got bad knees. He's not going to show really good at the national championship. He's going to get blown out. You know, this kid is not who y'all think he is. I don't care about none of that. Who y'all think going to win?
Can I say something real quick? Because I know Midnight Rider got in depth on this. This is why you play the game. This is why you don't go home, run with your ball and go home. Because if Michael Penix come out today and run and shoot this thing out, it is going to solidify what the Midnight Rider's been saying about him all year. This is why you play the game. This is what you have to show up against the big boy Michigan. Okay? You have to show up. You have to put it up. You have to show the people why you're playing this pro-style defense, why that you're the guy. And this is it. And the same for the Michigan players. This is the game. This is the showcase game. What can you do? But if Penix come out there today, tonight, or tomorrow night, and carve Michigan up, even in a loss, if he carves Michigan up and makes those throws, and because Michigan got, I don't know how many players on defense going to the NFL. All right. If he comes out there and does that, then ain't no argument no more. It's not. It just isn't. That's all I'm saying. You play to win. You play to let people know you're that motherfucking guy. I'm the guy. This is what I want. I don't want to go home and not play the game. That's all I need.
KG, anything?
I think it's going to be a good game. I think this is going to be one of the best national championships that we've seen in quite some time. I don't think, you know, I'm not going to say upset, but I think it's going to be one of those ones that comes down to one drive. But I'm eager to get in and settle in for this game. So that's two nights in a row we got night games. You got tonight's game, which is game of the week. Bills versus Dolphins, game of the week. Division's on the line. Then the national championship's on the line tomorrow night. So Tuesday, we got a lot to talk about. But I'm going to go out on a limb because Michigan is a hated rival. I'm going to take Washington.
Michigan's a hated rival. Who's your college football team?
Notre Dame.
Okay, I'm sorry. I forgot. Blame me. I've been around the sun 47 times. 345 days, roughly. All right. So I apologize because you threw me off a little bit when you started talking about heated rival. But let's talk about it. This game has the ability to propel two quarterbacks into the first round of this year's draft. There's already been some rumblings that J.J. McCaffrey has kind of played himself down some from his ability to help get this team to this point because he didn't have the help on the outside. For those people that are in Commanders land or in sports land, period, that thinks that Penix is going to struggle against Michigan, obviously they don't remember his time in Indiana. When he played them, he played well. The only problem he had was he was just outmanned at every position by Michigan. And this is his first time playing Michigan on even terms. So I'm going to say that. All to say that Washington's going to win this game. I got a big game for Michael Penix Jr. Because if we all know me, I always got one word. If you believe it, bet it. So I got Michael Penix going for over 275, two plus touchdowns, and both his receivers with over 70 yards. So that's Romeo Odunes and Jalen McMillan, both over 70 yards. I think Michigan's going to play well. I think Blake Corum is going to do his thing. But I think at the end of the day, I think Washington's going to be too explosive. And then we're going to have a conversation after this ball game where it's going to be four guys in the top 10. Those four guys are going to be Caleb Williams, who I think is going to be the fourth. Drake May, he's probably going to be one just for now because his body build, he fits casting call at the NFL. Jaden Daniels and Michael Penix Jr. are going to be fighting for 2 and 3 in this draft coming up. That's how I see it play out. I think Caleb Williams falls because I think once we start looking at the tape, things are going to come out. But for the national championship, it's the Washington Huskies. It's the purple and gold doing their thing.
Who did you pick, BJ?
I'm going to go with the underdog. I'm going to go with Washington.
So if Washington wins, I don't think anybody else is giving them a chance but us. Remember that the sideline junkies told you that they were going to win. So, I mean, if you got money like Mattress Mac, I say put $3 million on
them. Ooh, whoa. just so we give you official lines, it's Michigan minus 4.5. The over-under is 56.5. Uh-oh, here comes Paul. I knew I was going to see that. Go ahead to the next one. Come on.
I am. Paul says, I never underestimate my team's ability to fuck up the church's money. I never underestimate mine either. If it was about this is why you play the game, 2 1-loss teams would never been in over FSU. And Paul says again, even the computers wouldn't have done that. I got to agree with him.
That's what we got away from.
Matt jumped in. I need / want Washington to win this game for two reasons. Because Michigan fans will be unbearable if they win. And two, Mark Davis's boner for a big name coach would be too hard. He'll make Harbaugh the next Raiders coach. Yeah, he will.
You got to pay attention. There's tea leaves already that there's a possibility that Harbaugh is the next coach in Las Vegas. The tea leaf is real simple. the guy that Harbaugh hired as his agent has connection to one Thomas Aloysius Brady of New England quarterback thing. And no, I don't think his middle name is Aloysius. I just made it up. But Tom Brady has connected. His agent is the guy that Harbaugh just hired. So that's where you can see that connection go.
Doesn't he own a part of the Raiders?
Yes, he does. There you go. We ain't got to go Scooby Snacks to find the trail to this mystery.
Matt says, if I can go back to safe bets, if Jacksonville loses today, there will be a minimum of 3 Paul Cordova rants on Facebook.
You know what? I would love it. If they lose, he might have to come on Tuesday. That's when he can get it out. He'll air it out.
Yeah, and you know what? What I always say, the seat's open.
Yeah.
The seat's open. It's time to wrap that shit up, B. So final thoughts from the boss, BJ, and the Midnight Rider, BC.
Look, I'm only running at about 70%. So I'm going to have to get some choice beverage. I'm watching every minute of that 820 game tonight. Every minute. So my warning to anybody, not going to expose my job, but if you're riding with me tomorrow, you better be on the lookout because I might be sleep behind the wheel for a little bit. Just give me a nudge. Hey, B, wake up! You know, one of them things. I'm excited for tonight. This is what it's all about, these division games at the end of the year. For the division, all the marbles. Bills still can be put out the playoffs, so it's a lot on the line. Go Buffalo. That's all I got.
Let's see, for me, I think my safe bet is that at some point for the 8:20 game, even the 1 o'clock, there's going to be a point where I probably doze off in the midst of both the somewhere between the 1 and 4s, and then somewhere after the 8 o'clock starts. 47 years, 345 days circling the sun. Your body don't act the same, but I will be up at 2:40. So if anybody wants to talk sports at 2:42, I'm there for you. Seriously, I'm just excited for the weekend. I want to see how this plays out. I think we got a great slate in terms of just determining how everything plays out. I think the NFL has done a masterful job of maximizing Saturday night and Sunday night in this lost weekend because they know that these games earlier are going to be played out, and teams aren't going to play everybody. So they figured a way to make it matter and make them count. And that's a great adjustment on their half. So now we got to see what the other part is. So enjoy your games. Enjoy your food. And that's it. That's all I got.
Shout out to Sensibly Cynical podcast over on IG. Said Duval in the house. Hopefully that works out for you. Because, when you control your own destiny, it's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. Paul said, if we lose, it will be self-inflicted. Well, my final thoughts for the day. I started out this season with so much optimism, so much love. Thinking that everything was going to be fine and everything was going to be good. And here we are, last weekend of the season, no playoffs yet again. 4-12, possibly 4-13, number 2 overall pick. Yeah, I'm not happy. I'm just glad it's over. So that's my final thought. And Paul comes in, Duval. So, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, that is our show for this afternoon. Well, yeah, this afternoon because it's 12:28. Go settle in. Get your picks in. Ain't no more fantasy football. Don't even want to talk about that. It's just been a disappointing season all over. I couldn't even defend my damn title right. So, oh, what a boss, BJ.
Oh, the picks title was on the line today.
Well, shit.
I'm not going to say any names, but it's down to two people. And yeah, today says it all.
I'm on the outside looking in.
There's a one-game lead going into the to today's action. And the way this day is played out, I don't know. It's going to be interesting.
It's a one-and-a-half game lead.
Oh, okay.
One-and-a-half game lead. And I am I'm a good 13-and-a-half games off that.
Okay. Well, that we got the regular season, then we got the playoff bracket.
Well, me and the boss BJ are battling because we are a game and a half apart. So I'll take it. I'll take it. But
we're definitely, hey, definitely doing a playoff bracket. So okay. Be ready for the invite.
If it means that I can possibly win another championship and hoist another trophy, I'll take it. I'm addicted to winning.
Okay.
So for the Midnight Rider, for the boss BJ, I'm the big guy KG. We don't do no overtime, y'all. We are out of here.